from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Aid trucks stuck on the border. United Nations aid trucks packed with supplies for civilians trapped in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo are still stuck at the Syrian border today as officials wait for confirmation that Syrian troops and rebels are committed to upholding the shaky ceasefire agreed to last week. Jens Laerke said the United Nations does not need authorization from Syria to deliver the supplies across the border, but the trucks are sitting in a special customs zone until it is safe.
We know that there's at least 250,000 people in eastern Aleppo who are potentially all of them in need of some kind of aid. The first 40 trucks, as we heard yesterday, are loaded with food for some 80,000 people for a month. And we really, really want to get it to eastern Aleppo. So as I say, it's highly frustrating. We know the world is watching.
In the meantime, the Obama administration is warning Russia that their military cooperation in Syria will not go forward unless humanitarian aid begins to reach Aleppo and other besieged areas. In a statement released by the State Department, Secretary of State John Kerry and Foreign Minister from Russia Sergei Lavrov said that Kerry expressed concerns about the repeated and unacceptable delays of humanitarian aid. That fragile three-day-old Syrian ceasefire negotiated by the U.S. and Russia appears increasingly troubled, Moscow accusing Washington of failing to rein in rebel militias, and insurgent commanders saying there's little point to the truce while Syria's President Bashar al-Assad continues to block U.N. aid from reaching the besieged city. On Thursday, a Russian military spokesman accused the U.S. of covering up the actions of rebels that it supports in Syria. This is VOA News. Libya has resumed oil exports for the first time since military forces under the command of General Khalifa Haftar, loyal to the parliament in Tobruk, recaptured oil installations west of Benghazi this past week. A Maltese-flagged oil tanker with crude bound for China left port, according to Arab media. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Fayez Sarraj, who heads Libya's UN-brokered national unity government, has been meeting in Cairo with the head of the Tobruk-based parliament, Akila Saleh, according to Arab and Egyptian media. The men reportedly have been trying to cobble together an agreement over a new government. Ramzi Ramia, a Libyan military analyst, told Arab media that the talks were centered on building a tightly knit government of under a dozen people. He says that Saleh and Sarraj were attempting to put together a government with a three-member defense council, including Army Commander General Khalifa Haftar, and a three-member presidential council. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
U.S. Libya envoy Jonathan Weiner called the shipment a promising development in a tweet saying, well-placed Libyans say the military has withdrawn from the oil terminals, leaving them in the hands of the country's national oil company. A suicide blast on Friday ripped through a crowded mosque in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 23 people and wounding at least 30 more. The bombing happened in Mohammed Agency, one of the seven semi-autonomous Pakistani districts of the Afghan border. Spokesman for the splinter faction of the Pakistani Taliban contacted VOA and took responsibility for the blast. According to the spokesman, the bomber targeted the mosque because members of a pro-government tribal militia named the Peace Committee were among the worshippers. A Swedish appeals court has upheld an arrest warrant for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on rape allegations. The court decision clears the way for him to be questioned in London next month. Assange has repeatedly denied the allegations that he raped a woman in 2010 and has tried several times to have the case dismissed. He's been living in the Ecuadorian embassy in London after being granted political asylum in the country in 2012. The Foreign Secretary of the Philippines has cautioned the United States against lecturing his government on human rights, prompting a White House spokesman to urge all countries, especially allies, to uphold universal human rights. Speaking in Washington on Thursday, Foreign Secretary Perfecto Yase called for mutual respect between his country and its former colonial power. The foreign secretary urged Washington not to give lectures on human rights as a condition for receiving American help. Joe Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.